Okay, I don't even know where to start. I'm just so blown away with who I see the media is pushing for Trump's running mates, and all they are globalists. So we just got off of the phone with Mike because, of course, we've uncovered the Sarah Huckabee story, and I just call her the Huckster, and Mike loves them all. He's such a sweetheart. He just loves everybody. But I see through this and the veneer of these women. They're so cheap and tawdry. And I'll tell you what, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the first thing for me, now I have to tell you, I'm a Tallahassee girl. So that's where my roots are. And when I saw her come out as a media secretary wearing those pearls over and over and over again, I mean, really, the woman already confesses to having an IRA account of $25 to $50 million in it. Goodness knows how she, in her short lifetime of 41 years and a work life of about half of that, can accumulate that in her IRA account. Well, of course, perhaps it's her returns, but then she would be doing better than Nancy Pelosi. But anyway, let me go back and say the reason that I knew that Sarah was not all that she was portraying to be was because of those effing pearls around her neck. Because any Southern girl, we all know, girls of a certain age, that if you want to appear to be ladylike, churchlike, and conservative, you put on your pearls. I have gone through many a job interview and fooled the guys that were interviewing me because I wore my nice pearls. It's a visual cue. You see the pearls and you think nice church lady. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders is anything but, and I point out to people, you can't be the governor of Arkansas, you know, Hillary Clinton's Arkansas, without being a part of the group. So that got us going. Mike and Doug are going to do a video on this tomorrow. So, and it's going to be really good because they're such smart guys. And then we're going through whether, I should say something that you're here, right? You're here and you are going to speak. You want to say anything before I keep going on?
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Okay. Well, anyway, so what my job was a couple months ago, and I said, I'm going to be a contender. I'm a contender for the office of Vice President of the United States. And I don't mean this literally. I'm using it to fuel me. I look at all the people whose names who come up to say that they should be his running mate. And I say, do they know more than I do about who our enemy is and how we need to defeat them? And I'm going through them one by one and then asking the researchers to go in and figure out what their problem is. And we've taken down Carrie Lake. Oh, yeah. We've taken down Nikki Haley, not even a U.S. citizen running for this office. Get out of me. Oh, Kamala Harris. We got her early on, but she's there in place. So Hillary Clinton can control what goes on in that office, because I'm telling you, after the DNC convention and Joe Biden gets to be the nominee, he's going to have a little health issue or something's going to happen. And old Hildebeest is going to drop in on that. People say, no, it's Gavin Newsom. I go, there is no way. It's her turn. She's not going to let some scrawny ass governor from California get in her way. She will be the nominee, and she owns the DNC committee. She will be the presidential nominee, because they can pick anybody after the DNC convention, and she'll bring on Gavin Newsom. He'll get the consolation prize of being the vice president, and then they'll be going after Trump. Well, the last person Trump wants as a running mate is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who reports directly to the Clinton mob. Now, I'll take a breath.
In the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes, tell them about that.
You can't, well, in Rose Law Firm. I mean, basically, Rose Law Firm and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Hillary took all the technology at the time and controlled it. And that's, you know, basically Michael's story. She was one of the people stealing the best technology in the world at the time and turning it over to our enemies at the time. They didn't even have a good trading status with us. Bill Clinton, well, it started with, of course, Nixon, but the most favored nation trading status, that's only for people who actually have a human rights record that isn't straight from Satan. China is the worst in the world. Why are we doing any business with them? The Clintons sold us out. I knew Sam Walton, so my dad knew him very well. And basically, it was the Chinese came in with infinite money, and because of the Clinton influence, and particularly because of Rose Law Firm, they took over manufacturing in America to the point that eventually China, and the extension to Taiwan, controlled over 50% of all manufactured goods in America. And then what did they do? Well, then when Hillary was the Secretary of State, she did the same with Russia. And so these people, I'd like to find anybody honest in Washington, D.C. You know, I think of that one lady who stood up for Trump. You know, I think anyone who stands up for Trump gets annihilated. So look at Devin Nunes. He's out of the picture. Cash Patel, who I said.
Cash Patel? Don't get me started with him.
Yeah, Cash.
Cash.
He's one of Trump's only friends.
Oh, okay, Cash Patel. I had hopes for him early on, but then I began to see that he didn't have a lot of thinking going on in his head. I don't want to go back there. And I've said, okay, it's time to call Cash Patel out. And by the way, we totally took down Ron DeSantis. We were there 2 years ago telling you the dirt on him and all of his little secret society BS and his sister being murdered in London, you know, associated with the Coutts Bank and the Queen. Oh, yeah, Ron. We got your number. Okay, so we took down that. Okay. Oh, Marsha Blackburn is on our list. I've taken a little peek under the hood. I know I can go deep on her, but I don't want to waste my time until I see if she's a contender. So then we were talking earlier. Well, let's talk about Cash Patel. Okay, Cash Patel. You know, they say that if you're going to run for office, you have to write a book. Okay, you know, even Big Mike has written a book. They all write a book. And so Cash Patel writes a children's book. Oh, what is it called, Doug? I've got it right here.
Something about the king and then the 2,000 mules.
Yeah, called The Plot Against the King. Now, when it came out and Trump was even, you know, given Patel, an authorization to use his likeness, his image in the promotions that Cash was doing. So then you would assume that Trump also supports this. And this is all about the Russiagate collusion. So the book, he wrote a freaking children's book, Douglas, and not just one. Then he wrote a second one called 2,000 Mules. Well, I have a picture of old Cash Patel for you on the Cat Report standing proudly in front of the British Crown Agent Senior Executive Services flag. Oh, yeah. In his second book, his character's called Dinesh. Like in D'Souza, the other SES propagandist with his 2,000 Mule book. This one's A Plot Against the King and 2,000 Mules. Now, the reason that I'm so hot about this is, Cash, you're writing a children's book? How come you didn't tell us about, oh my gosh, Doug, let's go through the list of everyone we mentioned this morning. Robert Hannigan, The Oars, Dinner with the Oars, Allison Saunders, the connection of Arvinder Sambhai to Robert Mueller and James Comey. And Cash Patel, where is your friggin' book on that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We went over these details with you so many times, and what came out of it? Nothing. So let's remember, Cash Patel was Devin Nunes's, one of his two assistants on the Intelligence Committee for the House. And Devin was actually warned that something was going on. So he went and looked and he went, holy moly, this is horrible. So he had his two guys go into the skiff, the place where all the secret stuff happens. And you have to have a top secret security clearance to go in. So
was product placement.
The product placement. So these two dudes go in there for Devin Nunes and write it up. Cash Patel was one of the two of them, right? Now, we were told by a friend of ours that Cash Patel was his friend and that Cash Patel followed us at the time, if you remember. Well, we were saying more than Cash was revealing or more than his ultimate report, which Devin Nunes revealed. And then he, of course, was blackballed. And now he has gone over to be one of the only other friends of Trump. And he runs Truth Social. And so I say Devin Nunes and Cash Patel are his only two friends. And all the other people you've mentioned are just a bunch of bozos. And what I've decided is that the illness of politics for the love and worship of untruthfulness makes the people who lie the most, not even the best, just the most, rise to the top.
Okay, but Cash Patel, he's got another problem. What is it with all these people from India? And they're not even citizens. They're certainly not natural born citizens running for office. And so Cash Patel should not be included at all because the most he's ever done is written children's books. And it's questionable if he himself could even be president, because from what I see here on Wikipedia, again, we haven't gone into a deep dive. He was born of immigrant parents and there says nothing about his immigration status at all. Wikipedia wants to fool you. In the beginning, they say Cash Patel, an American, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they want to shove that word American in your face when he very well may not even be an American. We must start questioning. We must require that these candidates show and produce their original birth certificates. Okay, but Cash Patel is one. And why it's important to me is because you already know you've got Hillary up to no good with Gavin Newsom on the Democrat side. We've got to make sure that Trump has a running mate that he can count on and who isn't a British agent. And so far, everyone we've gone through is a British or Chinese agent. They're coming from India.
They're bought and paid for. Look at Sarah Huckabee. How do people remember her daddy could have become the president? And why? Because he's an evangelical, because he's Christian. And if you're Christian and you're in a certain part of America, well, then you're believed. Okay, well, who believes any politician? Anybody who is the governor of Arkansas that doesn't kowtow to Hillary Clinton finds himself cold, dead in the grave. I mean, you have to be kidding. Sarah Huckabee following in the footsteps, just because your parent, like a Liz Cheney or any of these children of politicians, who cares about their opinion? All it means is they're in on the lie and they're good liars because they've been lied to all their life.
Yeah, well, it's a form of child abuse.
Yes.
Mike Huckabee took his daughter and groomed her to be his protector. The same thing with Chelsea Clinton. All of them, these children. But here, you know, like your World Economic Forum Davos group, and you look out and you always see these audiences. You know who I think's who the audience is? It's the children and grandchildren of the people who hold all this wealth, and they meet there, they call it something else, to protect their wealth. And what they see on the horizon is there's getting to be too many people, our wealth is going to diminish, so let's just kill them off.
It's a secret society. It's a corporatocracy. It is a holy lineage of banksters or asset managers, whatever, the people who handle the money, which means they don't do any work. They just move digits now.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Akash has his degree in international law at the University College London.
Oh lordy.
Oh my gosh, a deep dive wouldn't take long in this guy here. Oh, I'm sorry, you were saying, dear.
I was saying that, remember that Akash Patel came out with his report and Devin Nunes was crucified for it. And then what happened? Then he was moved around. He was moved into working on the National Security Council. And then he was moved over to the Pentagon. And then pretty soon he was like Trump's spokesman. And then what does he do? Trump, the election was stolen. He's not getting sued because he did a children's book version of it. In other words, when you can't write a book and be honest, then you write a children's book and you tell a little bit of the truth and then you're a hero. But yes, he did not reveal the truth. We can give him the names that he could have revealed to show he never once said that the Trump coup was from outside the country. It was a British coup. I mean,
he should know that. He went to London to school.
That's what was in the report. Why didn't they take it further?
Because they have to cover their asses. We all know what that's about.
Stephen Halper was the leader of this. And he used to be head of intelligence in Britain. And Alison Saunders was an active agent for the Queen at the time when she came over and was the handler for James Comey, for Brennan, for the rest of them. We've told you the story so many times, it's ludicrous. Just think back. What has happened? Nothing. So the Russia thing, no, that is just now the soundbite for an attempted coup by Britain. But the British never got exposed. They never get exposed. You want to talk about Ukraine? Who started that war? The British did. We've shown you that. We've told you that. It's been now revealed.
Oh, you see the article the other day where the Brits say that if they get attacked by Russia, they expect the Ukraine to protect them. Seriously.
Because they've already committed to war.
Mm-hmm.
They've already made a statement. They're at war. Same thing's going to happen with Germany any second, and it's already happening in Poland. And what we see in Poland, the two false flags already could have drawn Poland, a NATO country, into a battle, supposedly with Russia, which is all the way on the other side of Ukraine. But somehow the Russians are attacking the Poles, which is stupid. But you see, Putin's part of it, too. And so there's a uniparty. There's no Republicans. There's no Democrats. But when somebody comes in who's an outsider like Trump and thinks that hadn't decided whether he was going to be a Democrat or a Republican.
We don't know what his status is. We're waiting to see who he's going to select as vice president. I am, because that's going to tell me everything, and that'll be the line. You put another globalist as your vice president, like Mike Pence, or any of these cabinet members. Think of that. Wilbur Ross, Steve Mnuchin. Who's a babe up there in Michigan that was a department? Betsy DeVos. Oh, my God. On and on. All he had were globalists on his board. Okay, fine. You didn't know what was going on. You took everybody's advice. But if you come around after 4 years of sitting on the sideline and you didn't do your homework and you fill it up with another cabinet and a VP that's really a crown agent, that's it for me. I'm done. Totally done with you.
John Podesta controlled who was hired for the SES. The SES is the 10,000 people who control the 56 federal agencies, and they are appointees of the president. They don't have to know anything about the agency they're in control of, but they know the agenda they're told that they must promote, the narrative. So John Podesta chose all the most corrupt people. That's the reason that DC is just a cesspool of corruption, including pedophilia, child trafficking, human trafficking, everything, every place there's money flowing, these people get in and they put a tax on it, just as the British have always done since the British East India Company came into existence and corporatism took over the world. So what's going to happen? Oh my gosh, you're right. This is the barometer of whether Trump, we've said from the beginning, we didn't know what to think of Trump, but he was certainly a better choice than Hillary Clinton. Guess what? We could have the same exact face-off again, Trump and Clinton. And we know that until we have paper ballots, OPTEC will make the selection of who will be the president.
Yes, and this time they are armed and ready. Okay, that's all I have to say about that. I'm going to throw out a little report on Cash Patel. And Mr. Trump, if you listen to this and you want us to vet anyone you're thinking about, find a way to get the message to us.